Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1799. Woof, that's a lot of them. The topic is mindset, and the title is, What's the Next Best Thing? Often, when we think about what we want to do in order to make progress, we get too fixated on what's perfect. Or what's best. We often think of something specific. We'll say, I want to work out today for an hour in the gym. Maybe you want to have a certain meal. Maybe you have your mindset ready. You're going to have chicken and asparagus for dinner. It's going to be super healthy. You're going to be right on track with your nutrition targets. Or maybe your nutrition target is, I just want to eat three times today. You have, been crazy schedule, crazy busy, and you just want to have three full meals. Today, we often have a plan, an action that we want to complete. But what happens when that can't happen? When you run out of time to go to the gym. When you get home, you're exhausted. You open the fridge and realize you don't even have chicken in the fridge. When you're so busy during the day that you miss that midday meal that you had planned. What happens when what we had planned can't happen? Unfortunately, usually, we choose a pretty crappy option. no workout in the gym leads to no workout at all. Not wanting to cook at night leads to eating junk food or miscellaneous crap we have around the house. Missing the midday meal leads to us believing that the whole day is a waste. So we end up overeating or just eating crap or skipping the meal. We just kind of lose the whole day. When what we want to happen can't happen, we often don't think of the next best option. We often think of the laziest option. What I'd like to encourage you to do is to think, what's the next best thing? If you can't get to the gym, what's the next best thing? If you don't feel like cooking, or you don't have what you wanted to cook, what's the next best thing? When you miss a planned meal, what's the next best thing? We often don't think of the next best thing because it's not the next best thing that we really wanted. It's not the best thing, right? I don't want what's next best. I wanted the best. We wanted the best option. And if we can't have that, we often think, I don't want to do anything at all. But does that really make sense? No. I mean, if you can't do the best thing, why wouldn't you then want to do the next best thing? Who wouldn't want as close to best as they can get? It's unfortunate that the automatic mental shift to what's the next best isn't our default response. But it can be if we practice it. What's the next best thing? If I can't make it to the gym, can I do a bodyweight workout at home? If I don't want to cook, if I don't have time to cook, if I don't have what I wanted to cook, can I find something else in my house that's still healthy, that still allows me to reach my targets? If I missed a meal, can I just eat my next meal on track and pick up where I left off? When what you want to happen can't happen, what do you do? We want to learn to ask ourselves, what's the next best thing? When it comes to nutrition, if you can't eat what you wanted to eat, what you should focus on is, how do I get near the calories that I wanted from the foods that I wanted? How can I get close to the protein from those foods, and can I eat that now, if now was when I planned to eat? So if I can't eat chicken and asparagus, do I have something that'll provide me protein? And do I have something that'll give me around the same calories? It's helpful to know, if I want to ask myself what's the next best thing, to actually know what the next best thing is. We have a free handout on our website, www.birdlirongym.com. You go to free nutrition education. The first document on that link is a document that will teach you how to create your own nutrition program. You can view it, you can print it, you can do it yourself. That is how you will know what are the right calories, what's the right protein, what's the right timing for what your goals are. It's actually personalized. It's how you can make your own nutrition program. If you know your numbers, then you can better know what's the next best thing. When it comes to exercise, anything is better than nothing. If I couldn't do an hour in the gym, literally anything else that is still movement is better than no movement, is better than nothing. Recently, Meredith completed a 14 weeks of 14 days challenge chart. So she had this chart that she wanted to be active every single day. It was 14 days wide and 14 units of 14 days down. So it was 14 by 14 chart. So 196 days. And she moved every single day. She did it. Some days it was with weights. Some days it was cardio. Some days it was anything. We recently did the Bring Sally Up Squat Challenge. We actually did it for two rounds in a Miami hotel just to move for that day. So I believe the song name is Flower by Moby. But the lyrics are just a repetition of, Bring Sally Up, Bring Sally Down. And every time they say up, you're supposed to stand up. Every time they say go down, you're supposed to squat down to parallel. And it's horrendous. The song is 3 minutes long. Our legs were burning like crazy. And we did it for two rounds, but it counted. It was something. And if you don't think it counts, try it. Try it. And I bet you'll, after you're done, you're going to say, okay, yeah, that definitely counts. That's something. But that was awesome. That was amazing. Like, I'm so happy for her that she was able to complete that challenge. I did workouts before with water jugs, you know, back in the COVID days when everything was chaotic. My wife and I have water, like jugs, like 5 gallon jugs that we have in our office that we have a dispenser for. And I was using the jugs for a workout. And at the time, our cat Freddie was still alive, and he thought it was great because I was standing still, so he wanted to rub my legs. So I would do some swings with the jugs. Then I'd put them down, pick up Freddy, and do 10 squats while I petted him. And I would do that back and forth. I recently had a client just walk around her kitchen table for 20 minutes. She set a timer and just walked around her kitchen table for 20 minutes. Friggin' badass. Love it. So when it comes to nutrition, it's helpful to know that calories are the most important, then protein, then timing. And it's helpful to know what your numbers are. When it comes to exercise, move. That's the answer. If I can't move in the way that I had planned, can I at least move in any other way? Just move. Just do something. Something is always better than nothing. Because some things add up. If you do a little bit that moves you forward, and you do a lot of little bits, you do move forward. If you do nothing that moves you forward, and you do a lot of nothings, you do not move forward. So remember that some things add up. It might not be the thing that you had planned, but it's something. So when you can't do what you wanted to do, teach yourself to ask, what's the next best thing? And then do it. As soon as you possibly can freaking do it, do it. Don't wait. Don't let anything else get in your way. Just do it. Get it in. Get it done. So when you can't do what you wanted to do, ask yourself, what's the next best thing? Okay? Well, I hope that helps. Hope it motivates you to always be busy, always be doing something, because something's add up. If you have any questions, if you need anything, reach out or email us brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.